I am Phil Nee with a look at sports, recapping over the weekend. On Saturday, River Valley hosted the annual Invitational Golf Meet at House in the Rock. The Blackhawks shot a team total of 347, finished in third place out of 13. River Valley was led by senior Jesse Santelben, who shot an 84 and earned an individual medal, finishing 10th overall out of 73. River Valley girls soccer defeated Lakeside Lutheran 3-2 on Friday night. River Valley softball defeated Wisconsin Heights on Friday. They lost to Campbellsport 3-1 and defeated Wautoma 18-2 on Saturday. And track action, which was held on Saturday at Riverdale, the Ginger Mori Invite. River Valley boys finishing 7th overall. Nathan Hamilton placed 2nd in the 1600. Jacob Wagner in the high jump was 2nd. Girls finishers included Brielle Grant winning the 1600-meter race. The RV girls were 6th overall. Also at Ginger Mori, the Ithaca Weston team was involved. Peyton Brown was 7th in the 200, Sam Jones 1st in the 800, Clayton Lee 1st in the 1600, and Luke Osborne 10th with a personal record. Clayton Lee 1st in the 3200. In the 300 hurdles, Deacon McDonough was 6th, Brayson Garcia-Bolin 7th. 4x4, Sam Jones, Brayson Garcia-Bolin, Deacon McDonough, and Peyton Brown combined for a 2nd place finish. Clayton Lee was 5th with a high jump. Pole vaulting, Brayson Garcia-Bolin was 1st. In the shot put, Deacon McDonough 3rd, and Contramontes was 9th. Discus throw, Deacon McDonough 5th, Faith Stanichka 4th in the 800, and 4th in shot and discus as well. Ithaca Weston will be involved in the Fenimore Invitational going on today. For Riverdale, among their top place winners, 1st place for Gretchen Buchholz in the 100-meter hurdles, 2nd for Enril Gantula, that was in the 100 dash, and a 2nd place for Melanie Williamson in the 1600. Mallory Meese ran 3rd in that event. The 4x2 was 3rd. Abby Tisdale, Movana Zarbuck, Bree Bartles, and Aubrey Williamson combined for that. Olivia Meese 3rd in the 400-meter dash. 2nd place for Riverdale's 4x1 girls, Haley Schneider, Kaylee Carter, Gretchen Buchholz, and Mary Medina ran that for the Chieftains. 2nd place for Gretchen Buchholz in the 300 hurdles. Grant Sturdivant was 1st in the 300 hurdles for Riverdale. Melanie Williamson was 1st in the 800, and Millie Schneider 3rd. Also competing for Riverdale on Saturday, Melanie Williamson 1st in the 3200. 2nd place for the 4x4 relay team, Abby Tisdale, Millie Schneider, Mallory Meese, and Aubrey Williamson. Gretchen Buchholz 3rd in the high jump. 1st place for Kaylee Carter in pole vault, and Haley Schneider in long jump took 1st. 2nd for Grant Sturdivant in the long jump. Haley Schneider 1st in triple jump. 3rd for Emily Goplin in the shot put throw, and Hunter Rowan was 2nd in the boys' shot put competition Saturday at Ginger Mori. High school softball on Saturday. Richland Center defeated Fenimore 4-1 at Richland Center's Triangular. Fenimore 8, Auburndale 4. Auburndale defeated Richland Center 9-6. Also in softball action, Riverdale 14-5 over Pecatonica Argyle in 5 innings. Ithaca defeated Pecatonica Argyle 8-7, and it was Ithaca over Riverdale 11-7 in non-conference triangular action. Baseball action, Sauk was a winner against Richland Center, 10-1 the final, and Sparta defeated Richland Center 3-0 in that action that was held at Richland Center High School. The Richland Center girls soccer team fell to Portage Poinette 7-0 in their first game on Saturday, but bounced back and beat MFL Marmoc 1-0 in their second game. Mariah Abde scored the lone goal for the Hornets in the last 20 minutes of the contest, converting on a penalty kick. Nevaeh Glassbrenner is credited for the hustle play inside the 18, which resulted in a tripping foul, resulting in Abde's penalty kick. Hornets keeper Olivia Deneau came up with a clean sheet in the second game, playing with more confidence and communicating with senior captain Sylvia Schmidt, leading the back line. The Hornets are improving each game, especially in the middle of the field, with senior midfielder Rowan May taking charge and looking forward to more wins this season. Hornets have 3 home games this week, Monday, Thursday, and Friday, including 2 conference matches with Galena and River Valley. So today on the schedule, that is the case. Richland Center hosting Galena in soccer. That is slated for 4 p.m. this afternoon. River Valley's baseball team makes a trip to Riverdale. Riverdale will also be hosting Cuba City in softball. In the Ridge and Valley, Weston will be in action against Wazika Steuben at Cazenovia Memorial Ballpark today. It's also Ithaca Weston hosting DeSoto at Ithaca. We'll have that call later today. I talked to head coach Brad Lewis.
Brad, the team must have played pretty well at the Riverdale tournament on Saturday. Was that the case?
Yeah, well, we played good when we needed to. We struggled a little bit. That was probably, defensively, that was probably the worst couple games that we have played all year. But thankfully, our bats and our pitching were doing good.
When you look at today, it's a big game with DeSoto, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big game. I think they're coming off a 3 or 4 game loss, and we beat them last time, but that trip to Stoddard always gets the best of you, too, and they always seem to play us pretty good.
Coach of Ithaca Weston, Brad Lewis, will have the game today, beginning with the pregame around 4:50, then live coverage at 5 o'clock, Ithaca hosting DeSoto in area softball. Kickapoo is in action at home against North Crawford in both baseball and softball. Well, the Brewers lost a Sunday game in Washington 3-2, despite a strong start by Logan Henderson. The Nationals avoided a sweep of the three-game weekend series by winning. Henderson gave up a pair of runs on 3 hits over 6 innings. He sat down the first dozen batters. Milwaukee stays on the road playing the Cardinals in St. Louis tonight. Chad Patrick is scheduled to start. Manager Pat Murphy talked about his team lacking home runs and not getting as many runs. There's a reason.
When you have four of your top five hitters out, you're not going to hit a lot of homers. The guys we have out are all some of our best home run hitters. So Yelich, Churio, Vaughn, Terang. You take the four top home run hitters off any team, you're probably not going to hit a lot of homers necessarily that particular day. The wind was blowing in, by the way, too, so in and across, not going to be a lot of homers hit today.
Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, Pittsburgh over Cincinnati 1-0. Philadelphia beat Miami 7-2. Dodgers 4, St. Louis 1. Cubs 8-4 over Arizona. Atlanta 11, Colorado 6. In the American League, Minnesota 4, Toronto 3. Yankees 11-3 over Baltimore. Houston 3, Boston 1. Athletics 7-1 over Cleveland. Kansas City 4, Seattle 1. Detroit 7-1 over Texas. Interleague play, Tampa Bay 2-1 over San Francisco. The Mets 5, Angels 1, San Diego 4-3 over the White Sox. Packer rookie camp concluded over the weekend. Matt LaFleur says it's tough to really take anything from that first weekend.
The juice isn't worth the squeeze in regards to putting people in position, maybe in harm's way. These guys don't even know how to practice yet. They're learning the playbook. There's a lot going on. I mean, they're drinking water out of a fire hose basically all day. They had to listen to a bunch of different people talk to them. They had to sit through guys like Jason Walters telling him his spiel, and it's painstaking, but it's definitely a necessary part of the process.
Coach Matt LaFleur, and that's a look at sports on WRCO.